The United States of America, known as Land of the Free, Home of the Brave, has come to symbolize freedom throughout the world. People from all nations and from all walks of life have called the United States home. The United States has welcomed them with open arms. Indeed, the famed Statue of Liberty is the embodiment of this dream. In New York's public education system alone, its student body represents 145 countries. The United States has a deep affinity with Supreme Master Ching Hai. With her boundless love and compassion, Supreme Master Ching Hai has provided humanitarian assistance to many parts of the United States. In 1993, she sent relief teams to provide financial and material assistance to the victims of the six Midwestern states that were severely affected by heavy rain and flooding. On December 27, 1997, at the benefit concert A Journey Through Aesthetic Realms, Supreme Master Ching Hai generously contributed $100,000 each to the Vietnam Children's Fund and the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs. The following year, at another benefit concert, One World of Peace Through Music, she once more contributed generously, with two charity organizations being the recipients of her love. St. Jude Children's Research Hospital received $150,000 and the Starlight Children's Foundation received a check for $100,000. Additionally, in the face of one of the worst human tragedies ever to occur on U.S. soil, on September 11, 2001, Supreme Master Ching Hai responded immediately, sending relief teams from around the country and all over the world to Ground Zero in New York City. Supreme Master Ching Hai's financial contributions amounted to over $300,000 to organizations aiding the victims. To this day, Supreme Master Ching Hai continues to extend her loving compassion to all parts of the U.S., from Virginia, Ohio, Kentucky, and Alabama, to California, Florida, Texas, Hawaii, and other states. We now invite you to listen to the following lecture by Supreme Master Ching Hai entitled, We Cannot Have Peace Until All Is at Peace, in Oregon, USA, on December 4th, 1993.
Is our subconscious mind a link to infinite intelligence?
Subconscious mind... Yes, it's a kind of a bridge. It's not the real self yet. Yes, it's a bridge to the infinite intelligence. That's correct, yes.
How did you get your enlightenment?
Why, I learned, huh? I go and search for it, and I met someone who helped me, yeah, to realize my enlightened nature. So I have to pay it back. I help you, okay? It's not important who helps you. Not important, because you are enlightened. You are the enlightening nature. You are God-like. No need to attach to one master or another, okay? Not even attach to me. My disciple not allowed to worship me, to bow to me, or to do anything like that. Oh, they still do, but that's illegal. Well, I can't help, you know, some people, you know, take a longer time to realize. But still, you know, the principle is important that don't do that.
What is your teaching on homosexuality? If we are neither male nor female in essence, what does it matter who we love?
That's correct. I always say that. It's love is important, not the sexuality. Why should we talk about sexuality? It is only the outcome of love, right? Love is important. Yeah? Okay? So if you truly love somebody, you don't have this guilty feeling. It overrides anything. So that means you're still holding back something. This is your problem, not the homosexuality problem. You misidentify yourself with the homosexuality instead of identify yourself with the love. And you make sexuality a big deal. Everywhere I go, people ask about sexuality. What a big deal about that? It's a physical exercise. Is it not okay? If not okay, then don't do it. If it's okay, then just enjoy what give you physically, mentally, spiritually, and forget about, you know, the guilt that people try to push upon you. Hang on to the love, not to the sex. Okay? Then you're in no trouble. It's a misidentification, because sometimes we were male, sometimes we're female, it goes back to the transmigration again. And then sometimes last time we were female, and this time we're male, and we forgot to switch off the memory bank. And, you know, we linger there, and then we get kind of, you know, confused a little bit. But it's okay, it's only one life. Next life is different, all right? Or you get liberation, and you have no more. No more homosexuality or non-homosexuality. Don't worry about these physical things, yeah? Better get the spiritual aspect going. And then everything else will smooth out or will be kind of improved in itself, okay?
Is there any difference between other meditations, such as transcendental meditation and the meditation you speak of, Kuan Yin?
Yes, there are differences. In the different meditations. Some meditation take you quicker to enlightenment. Some meditation cost money to enlightenment. Some meditation take you slower, yes? Our meditation take you the quickest to enlightenment and cost nothing, all right? That's all I want to tell you. The other meditation, we don't want to commend because it's none of our business.
Explain. Convenient method.
Okay. Convenient method, this means it's for your convenience, because you're afraid of vegetarian diet. Are you afraid of letting go of the spare ribs of the month, you know? Are you afraid of the... whatever. And you try the convenient method, means you eat vegetarian whenever it's convenient for you, when you want to eat it, and you meditate in a basic way. In that way, you don't need to commit yourself to a vegetarian diet, just to try. Just kind of a test when you go into the cake shop or fruit garden, you know, they give you a test. The sample fruit or cake, all right? That's convenient for you.
Some of the benefits of a vegetarian diet: lower blood pressure, lower cholesterol levels, reduced type 2 diabetes, prevents stroke conditions, reverse atherosclerosis, reduce heart disease risk 50%, reduce heart surgery risk 80%, prevent many forms of cancer, stronger immune system, increase life expectancy up to 15 years, higher IQ, conserve up to 70% clean water, save over 70% of the Amazonian rainforest from clearance for animal grazing. A solution for world hunger. Free up 3,433 billion hectares of land. Free up 760 million tons of grain every year, or half the world's grain supply. Consume one-third fossil fuels of those used for meat production. Reduce pollution from untreated animal waste. Maintain cleaner air. Save 4.5 tons of emissions per U.S. household per year. Stop 80% of global warming. Plus more. Save your life. Be veg. Go green.
What can you tell us about Maitreya?
I don't know him. Do you?
Anybody have the answer to that?
He means the Buddha who's supposed to come 5,000 million more years or whatever. I don't know him yet. Okay? When he comes, probably I know him. Now you should get enlightened. And don't worry about the future Buddha or not Buddha, okay? We don't know whether he comes or not come, yeah? Our future cannot hang around with him, yeah? We don't have time to wait for 5,000 or 5 million years. Do you have time? Okay, then don't wait.
What is your Holy Spirit within?
It's like yours, no different.
Where did Jesus get his enlightenment from?
from himself. He's born enlightened. We are born enlightened. And he remembered and we forgot. That's all. Okay? Everyone can be enlightened.
Master Ching Hai, you said you are Buddha alive.
Could
you
say that?
Well, they say.
Okay.
Could you say you are Jesus alive?
Well, I'm afraid you get allergy if I say yes. And would you even believe if I say yes? Huh? And if I say no, I would be telling you a lie. So what shall I say? Huh? Judge for yourself, okay? And get the proof at the initiation of who I am. But the best is to have a proof, the proof of who you are, okay? So the Bible is saying we are sons of God. Actually, it teaches we are sons of our father, the devil. Hmm? Who teaches that? Unless we have Christ in our life. Okay, understand. I believe he is the redemption to our sins. Okay, now, if Christ is the only Savior as you believe him to be, how come many of the Christians are still swimming in sins and suffering? At least the Christians who believe in Christ should be perfect example for our society, no? So now, what's the answer to this? Christ said in the Bible that, I am the light and the way of the world, as long as I am in the world. So, now he is not in the world anymore. He cannot be responsible for any of our ungodly actions. So we have to change ourselves. Somehow, we have to get back our God-like quality, return to our God-Father somehow, if we can. If we cannot, then we should seek help from somebody who have experience in this. That's very simple, huh?
How do we face those obstacles and sufferings in front of me?
Whatever we can eliminate, try to eliminate, yes. If we cannot, then pray. Pray to God to help us to overcome this suffering, or for that person to overcome suffering. Get enlightenment, above all. It's easier to digest all this suffering and easier to think of the way to help when we are enlightened.
Do you believe that God guides us all the way since we were born?
Yes, but do we heed him? Do we ever hear him? If we do, many of us wouldn't have run into difficulty and our world wouldn't have been, you know, the way it has been or the way it is now. So we have to be opened. We have to open first our power of understanding. We have to reconnect ourselves with God in order to hear him, to know what he wants us to do, to know the correct way. That's why we offer the connection with God again. That is called enlightenment, or find the kingdom of God, whatever you want to name it. We can't just list the whole list of terminologies, you know, enlightenment, get back to your Buddha nature, become Buddha, you know, go back to the kingdom of God, know yourself, know God, God realization, self realization, etc., etc., you know. So we say enlightenment and immediate, right?
After the flood, God commanded that Noah eat the flesh of the animals.
You see, we just hear it from the Bible, say, God say that, God say this. Why don't we hear it from God ourselves? I invite you to be enlightened, to get in touch with your God, and then ask him what he truly wants. Because there are many things in the Bible is even contradicting to that. I saw many other parts that perhaps you've overlooked. For example, God say, who told you to kill all these she-goats and all these he-buffalo to make offering to me? Wash yourself from this innocent blood, otherwise when you pray, I will turn my head away. Is that not so? Did you see this sentence? Say it bigger, please, louder. Yes. You see? So how do you explain that to me? Okay, and God say, meat for the belly, belly for the meat, and God will destroy them both, meat and them. And in another instant, when the people in the desert ask God, provoke God, that you give our father Abram everything, could you give us meat as well? Because God always giving them manna every day for their food, and one day they provoke him, give us meat. So God rained meat down from the sky, was it not so? And after that, he slain them all. Why? So, ask yourself, okay? I can't answer all the questions in the Bible, but I ask you this question, if you want to answer me. There are many more, but we don't have time. We are not a Bible study class here, so go back and think about it, okay? So the best way is to ask God directly. I ask him, and he says, thou shalt not kill. He didn't specify animal or animal as a man. To kill animal is as well. Thou shalt not kill is a commandment, all right?
European Parliament supports reducing meat to lower greenhouse gases.
Call vote. Vote is now open.
Reduce your meat consumption or stop eating meat totally.
During discussions on greenhouse gas reduction goals, the Climate Committee of the European Parliament officially recognized livestock's contribution to global warming and recommended a reduction of subsidies to the livestock industry to curb methane.
My name is Jens Holm. I'm a member of the European Parliament. Please, be veg, go green, save the planet.
Yeah, I'd like to say something. The thing about the animal killing, he said in Exodus 20, in the Ten Commandments, not to kill. Mm-hmm. After that, the book of Leviticus was written. In Leviticus, God sanctioned people to kill animals.
I didn't read that part, but okay, I believe you.
It's in there. He sanctioned people to kill animals in the Old Testament for sacrifices, you know. And this was after he said, do not kill. I think that...
Is that the Old Testament, right?
That is the Old Testament.
Okay, now, I believe you. Well, I have seen some of the killing in the Bible as well, but you must remember, they kill all the time at that time, you see? And the Bible, the New Testament, is the more revived Bible, which is sanctioned by Jesus. I think it's more modern for us, yes? That's why he had to come in order to explain the Old Testament. To make it more correct. Perhaps it's so, you see, because in Old Testament it is also recorded many things, like all the Jesus priests, all the temple were full of blood and smoke rises to heaven. You remember that? Yes? And in Moses' time, because he couldn't prevent people from killing animals, because they kill themselves even, you know, they kill each other at that time. So he tried at least. You must remember, a few thousand years ago, life is not so civilized the way we are now. So Moses tried to prevent people, at least from not killing each other. So he allowed, perhaps, you know, to people to kill animals instead to sacrifice. Because people kill innocent children for sacrifice, you know that, in the old time. So at least he said, no, don't do it. And he can't bring them all together in non-killing. So he said, he sacrificed the animals. That's just what my thinking is, you know, but you don't have to agree with me.
No, that's a good answer. For a New Testament reference, Jesus did eat a piece of fish in the end of the Gospel of Luke, and so that would be a New Testament reference to him not protecting fish. In fact, many of the disciples were fishermen. That's a New Testament reference, so it's not just confined to the Old Testament.
Yes.
From what I read in the Bible.
Yes, yes.
I believe the Bible is the true word of God, so.
Yes, I also read that, yes. But you must remember, Jesus can make bread into fishes, can make water into wine. So are you sure he ate the real fish?
Said he ate a piece of raw fish.
Yeah. Didn't say eat the raw fish, I didn't see that. But anyhow, he made 5,000 fishes from nothing. So you don't believe Jesus is so hungry that he has to eat the raw fish? He could even manifest it. You know what I mean? Jesus is all powerful. Okay, so we don't argue about that. And regarding your question about his disciples were fishermen, you don't remember he tell, come, I teach you to be fisher of men. He told them to leave their occupation, follow him. And after they followed him everywhere, they had no time to fish, but fishermen. So afterward, they refer to a new disciple as a big fish or small fish. I do that sometimes. Sometimes I say, wow, today we have a big fish, or we caught a lot of fish. And if somebody recorded that, probably they say, wow, Master Qinghai catch fish every day or every once a month, you know. So we should really contemplate deeply in what the Bible say. And actually, I only know all this after enlightenment. It's so clear to me, like crystal. Nobody taught me this. Before that, I believed the way you do. I read the Bible for my, since I was young, understood nothing. Not much. You know what I mean? And I didn't understand the Buddhist scriptures as well. They told me just to recite it every day, and then you get a lot of power and merit. But I didn't get nothing. And I didn't understand it. But after enlightenment, somewhat, I understood everything. All the Bibles, all the scriptures, any religion. Nobody had to teach me. It's clearer because we use the true power of understanding to read, not the preconceived notion of belief that we have been brainwashed to believe in many years. It's very difficult. Okay, I hope you're satisfied with my answer, even though you don't have to believe it. I don't mean to, you know, to convert you into my belief. It's just the, you know, the logical speaking.
I know this fellow over here in the front at the beginning said that he was a Christian. He's come to the realization that there's one God.
Yes.
I don't know by whose standards he is a Christian. Certainly not by God's, because throughout the beginning, from the beginning of the Bible to the end, God condemned worship of other gods. I mean, he condemned it from beginning to end. And Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but through me.
Yes, we understand that.
And in Acts, he says that there's salvation found in no other name under heaven but by one, and that's Jesus Christ. And so I just want to hear how you reconcile these other religions, and there's only one God, and all one road, or all different roads
yes.
to God. But the Bible does not back that up whatsoever.
No. How do you know that his God now is different from your God? You don't even know his God yet. Okay.
There's only one God, I thought.
You're sure? So I helped him to know that one God only. I didn't help him to know the second or the third God. You don't know his God yet, and you already condemn that his God is different from your God, or Christian God. That's not fair.
But the Bible says you can only know him through Jesus Christ.
Oh. All right. Then if Jesus Christ is the only one, why God sent Moses? So you don't believe in Moses. You don't believe in Elijah and other messengers from God, right?
But I don't put my faith in Moses or Elijah. They didn't die for my sins. Only Jesus did.
But Jesus died only for the sins of his disciples. He can't die for the sin of the whole world. Otherwise, our world would have been heaven right now.
But the Bible says that he did die for
us. The Bible. Did you ask God yourself? If God told you that, I believe you. But God did not. This is something recorded for men's hands. And men's hands is always shaky. You know that. Even you study in college, your professor told you one word. And when you pass it to the 50, that word become entirely different. How does it remain the whole truth after 2,000 years? Please. We can look to the Bible for reference, but we cannot always use that to stop ourselves from any new instrument to make us closer to God. If I bring you to damage your life, tell you to use drug, despise God, don't go to the church and don't believe in church, it's okay, but I tell you to be good, you know. Like, not violence, no smoking, no sexual misconduct, no stealing, but giving. I tell you to be all your virtues.
Some of the tragic tolls of smoking. 5.4 million smoking-related deaths per year worldwide. Cost of smoking-related illnesses, $96 billion U.S. dollars in the United States alone. Speeds the aging process. Toxic residues of third-hand smoke. Heart disease, coronary thrombosis, cerebral thrombosis, kidney failure. Cancer, lung cancer, esophagus cancer, kidneys cancer, bladder cancer, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, emphysema, bronchitis, stroke, impotence, additional harms for secondhand smoking, sudden infant death syndrome, infertility, miscarriages, and premature deliveries, childhood asthma, bronchitis, ear infection, cleft lip or palate, hyperactivity and aggression in asthmatic boys, circulatory problems in women, plus more.
If there's two or three God, they would agree with what I teach. If Jesus doesn't agree with what I teach you, to be a virtuous human being, and at the same time connect with the brilliant lights of God. God has light, only the devil have darkness. Now if I connect you with the brilliant lights you see at the initiation, that's my proof about my teaching that connect you with God. I prove it to you right away at the time of initiation. I teach with proof and with logic.
The Bible teaches about false religions, and in my mind, the Bible, we can't place too much on personal experience because we can be deceived. We've all probably been deceived at times. The Bible, in my mind, is the foundation, which we can turn back so we don't get deceived.
Okay, if you cling to the Bible, it's fine. Even if you reject my logical explanation and my proof, then what can I do for you? Yes.
I haven't seen any proof.
Well, you have to come and see. I have told you all the logical explanation and intellectually logical viewpoint to you. And it is you who try to reject it. But you will understand one day. Take your time. Okay? And if you want proof, you must open yourself and come for initiation. Let me take time to prove it to you. Okay?
I have had proof in my life, in my experiences.
Then it's good. If you truly had proof, you wouldn't have been so one-sided. Yes, because the enlightened person is very open. Very open to all things. Even God open to all things. Like God loved all things. Even the good and the bad and the guilty. Yes?
Was Jesus enlightened?
Of course. Well, why you ask me?
But he was pretty close-minded because he said he is the only way. If he was so open-minded, then he would have said, well, Buddha is
no.
I'm the only way, or I'm the way, Buddha is, Krishna, you know.
No. Yes, you want to answer him?
Well, I think so.
Yes, the brother wants to answer first. That's very good. I'm happy with open discussion.
Well, I just think that Jesus... or that I that they were talking about was omnipresent,
right,
and omnipotent.
Yes, yes, yes.
And that what it boils down to is love and wisdom.
Yes, yes.
So Jesus said that I, meaning love and wisdom,
yes,
omnipresence,
the God power.
The God power,
yes,
is the way.
Yes, yes, yes. Yes. Just like, for example, Krishna, he said, love me alone, and the me is capitalized. Follow me alone, surrender all unto me. Then your life will become better, and etc., etc. Buddha said the same thing, right? Follow the Buddha, don't follow anyone else. He means the real self, the omnipresent, the almighty power, which at that time properly manifested, mostly in that electric pole. Just like the electric power is its brightest in this light at this moment, and other light is a little bit dim. But it means you have to have faith in electricity, right? That electricity, but not necessarily in the light, but because the light was very bright, electricity was most at that time. So you go near the light, you know, go near this light, so you can see, you can read, you can see all the things and recognize yourself in the mirror if you want to make up, for example. So it doesn't mean you have to believe in this light, but the electricity that houses in that light. So every master, the living master, houses the power of God. And God can use any time, because God is not so limited. He is not so poor. He has only one son, please. He has so many way and means to bring his children into himself, don't you think? I wish to send you all the love I can, just to help you to open up. But if we are not yet having a good affinity, then you can wait, all right? And meanwhile, study the Bible, believe in God, believe in Jesus. It's good for you. And study the Bible doesn't mean you know the words only, but put that into action. For example, the Ten Commandments, we should try to abide by it. That is a good way of a Christian, yes? All right. Before I got enlightenment, I sleep with the Bible every night. I look at it every time I'm in trouble. Without the Bible, I couldn't sleep, yes? And sometimes I alternate in the morning, I would read the Buddhist scriptures that comforted me. And sometimes lift me up into some kind of very blissful state. It helped also. If you truly revere the Bible, yeah, and you deeply believe in it and study in it in very sincerity, it helps you immensely. All right? We're just talking another alternative way, should you be interested. If not, please just believe in the Bible and try to keep the commandments and put all the loving things that God teach you into action. That's all right. I still read the Bible, I tell you the truth, because I have to remember what God says sometimes, or to explain it to people. But I don't always remember all the things. That's why some of the questions you ask, I go home and read it again. I know it existed, but word by word, I couldn't remember by heart that much. I am very happy that you are so young and so religious. Yes. So religious and believe in God so much that your belief is so firm and unshakable. That's very good for you. Very good for you. But many people don't have belief, you know, and their life is also in tragedy. So it's our duty to help them, okay? Some people need proof before they believe in God. So I have to provide proof. And if you don't need proof to believe in God, that's good for you. All right? Okay? If that makes you happy, that's all God wants. And that's all I want. Okay? Thank you. Yes, I don't blame anybody at all, because before I always believed that Buddha was the only one, and Jesus was the only one, until I know better. So we take some time to grow out of some of our concept. It takes some time. So I thank you for all your love and your attention and your concern. And I wish you all the best in whatever you believe.
Thank you for your compassionate presence on today's Words of Wisdom. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television for more uplifting and constructive programs 24 hours a day, every day of the week. With heaven's blessings, may all beings on our beautiful planet coexist in peace, love, and happiness.